With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's always strategy behind the music that we choose, right? Right? No, not always. But on this now Friday morning, there sure is. That is the reason I love Kenny Loggins. This might be one of my favorite movie soundtracks of all time, the original Top Gun, though there are other movie soundtracks that could hold up to this, but it is the first day for the majority of the American public to be able to see Top Gun Maverick. We've waited 2 years. It was supposed to come out in the summer of 2020. Now it's going to be a 2022 blockbuster, and the expectations are sky high. If you missed it earlier, I heard this on the way into work. It blew me away. Paramount paid the U.S. Navy $12,000 per hour, not per plane, not per flight, $12,000 per hour to rent, essentially, their fighter jets, because it's that realistic. So I've got friends who are headed to see it first thing on Friday morning. I know some people have already had sneak screenings, sneak peeks, and special screenings. That's not me. But I will be going to see it in IMAX once we get through the NBA and the NHL and their championship rounds. So I'm excited about that. I cannot wait. 2022, summer is back, baby. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. We got a lot to do in this final hour of the work week, so happy Friday to you. It's still May, but very soon we're turning the calendar to June, which kind of, that talk about blow me away. That's hard for me to process and hard for me to believe. But I suppose if we're talking sports calendar, it all fits. It wasn't this way the last 2 years. We didn't have the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final in the month of June or early June, mid-June. Everything was displaced. It was odd. It was weird. It feels so, dare I say it, familiar, normal, if you will, that we're now down to the final three in the NBA, and we're getting close to the final four in the NHL. You know what else feels familiar? The Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson, triples, a crowd at Chase Center that's raising the roof.
Draymond to Poole. Poole stops. Chest pass Thompson. Turns. Fires. Hits another three. Klay Thompson has a 19-point half.
Yeah, he's radar lock right now.
Draymond leads the break behind the back to Klay. In rhythm for a three. Left wing. 74-53. Warriors force another timeout by the Mavericks. 10:05 to go third quarter. It's Klay Thompson's world. We're all just living in it. Back up top to Draymond. Shot clock at five. Finds Curry. Screens for him. Curry waits. Feeds Draymond. Draymond with two. Takes the floater. It's up and good. Down the lane. The patience of Golden State right there. It's a 12-point advantage. Draymond's got 17. Curry crossover. Head fake. Off the dribble. One-hander. Thought he was going to get a foul call. No. Wiggins rebound. Back to Curry. Corner three. Stephen Curry. Timeout Dallas. 2:02 to go, and it's 118-102. The Warriors on top.
There was some drama in the second half. The Warriors built the lead to as much as 25. And then Luka Doncic finally found the stroke, hit a couple of rainbow threes from deep. And they were able to generate, I think it was a 10-0 run at one point, and actually cut the lead down to single digits. And so I don't know if there was trepidation inside the Chase Center. I thought, man, are the Mavericks going to be able to come all the way back? Because you may remember there was a game in the regular season, and Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert mentioned it. But if you're a Mavericks fan, you probably do remember it, where they were down by 20 and came all the way back to win the game. And so I wondered if the Warriors were looking in the rearview mirror a little bit too much. But then they were able to bring Kevon Looney in, and man alive, in that span when they're trying to protect the lead, I think he grabbed 6 offensive rebounds, some of the, like 3 of them on one possession. But between him and Andrew Wiggins, and of course the 3-point shooting of both Steph and Clay, they were able to protect that lead and win not by 25, but by 10. And so into the NBA Finals they go. For the Warriors, their 6th trip in 9 years, so 6th trip in 8 seasons. But you can imagine the emotions for Klay Thompson, the fact that it's been 3 years since he was able to participate on the stage, and it was the 2019 NBA Finals in which he first tore his ACL and ended up on the shelf.
I should have had 10 threes. I left like 3 on the board tonight. But whatever. I'm just so happy to be back. I'm so thankful for this team. These guys carried us to an incredible start, and then to be coming back in there, I mean, I don't want to get emotional, and I can't believe we're back. This is crazy. I'm going to enjoy this tonight, but wow, we still got 4 more to go, Dub Nation. I'm going to soak this in tonight, though. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
This is the reason why I've been excited about the Warriors all season, because we knew he was coming back and feeling that emotion. He actually did get choked up in a one-on-one interview that he did on TNT immediately following. He had 8 triples, so 8 of 16 from downtown, 32 points to go along with 3 assists. And you hear that in his voice. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. Well, believe it. And even though it is the core group of Steph and Clay and Draymond, they're the guys who kind of passing along what it means to be a Golden State Warrior, it's not the same team. And that's what matters so much to Steph Curry. He wins the first ever Irvin Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP award, because in this game, or excuse me, in this series, he averaged 24 points, 7.5 assists, and 6.5 rebounds.
Everybody says, like, even the ones that you, championships that you win, what was your favorite? Or, like, looking at every team that we were part of that got to this stage, you know, there are things that kind of jump out that you, good memories and, you know, just amazing experiences that you went through. This one is very sweet just because of where we were in, you know, 2019, obviously, you know, Clay, KD going down during that playoff run, being so close to, you know, winning 3 in a row, and then again the adversity that you hit over the last 2 years. Like I said, we never lost the faith, but you understood how long or how hard of a process it was going to be to climb the mountain again. And to do it with this team, with guys that, you know, like Wiggs and JP and, you know, Belly and Otto, GP, guys that are amazing at buying into their roles and understanding how they can help us win, but hadn't been on this stage before. It's just amazing to see them blossom on this stage and find ways to impact winning and then realize how much fun it is. So, I think internally we all are extremely proud of, you know, what it took to get back here.
They needed each other from the beginning. You know, Clay handling some of the tougher defensive assignments to allow Steph to be able to focus more on the offensive end. And then the 3 of them together, the way they move the ball and pass and cut, it's beautiful to watch.
It is. I do enjoy the Warriors brand of basketball. So Steph wins the MVP. Klay is dancing around because he has 32 points and feels like himself again. That's what he said postgame. And Draymond Green, you know, he loves to gloat. He does love to point to people, the doubters specifically, and remind them how they were horribly wrong. He was one assist shy of a double-double, but he had 17 points in this one, 9 assists, and then 6 rebounds. And I've really been impressed by the different combinations that we've seen of the Warriors on the court. The fact that Steve Kerr and Mike Brown, when he was coaching in place of Steve Kerr, have been able to go big. They've been able to go small. We've seen the second unit come in and spark runs. Remember that game 4 against the Mavericks in Dallas a couple nights ago? It was actually the backups. They were already on the court because they were so far out that they were going to rest their starters the rest of the way. And then with about 3.5 minutes to go, they bring the starters back in because the backups had done such a good job. And so the offense is contagious. The joy is contagious. Certainly the hustle, the hard work, and winning. Winning is contagious. And they've got the culture built already. It was just a matter of getting all the new guys on the same page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As for the Mavericks, Jason Kidd will tell you right off the top, this is not a failure. This is actually a huge plus along the road of where we want to go.
Unfortunately, we didn't play our best game. The season ended. We tip our hat to Golden State. They won the series. But we accomplished a lot, and it started with the two words that we talked about, with accountability and chemistry. And that's what, you know, who we are. We've come from, you know, October to the end of May playing when no one had us playing at the end of May. But those guys in that locker room believed that they can compete and play at a high level. Now it's about what's our appetite come next season. Are we going to just tiptoe into the season, or are we going to be hungry? And then are we going to train this summer to understand what it means to play into May and June?
I don't like losing, especially not like this. I play like terrible. But if we say on our season, we talk about the season, I'm really proud of this team and everybody, every player, every staff member. Nobody had us here, but I promise we fought till end, you know. Congratulations to Warriors. They were obviously the better team, but, you know, I'm really proud of this team.
Did you pick up on the fact that Dre and Luka said the same thing? Nobody expected us to be here. Well, although I kind of feel like it's accurate for the Mavericks, that's true. I wouldn't say nobody expected the Warriors to be in the NBA Finals again, but probably not as many as when they were going through their crazy runs. And we still haven't seen Andre Iguodala, though. He's been warming up a little bit. Not sure if we're going to end up seeing him in the NBA Finals, but it's flashbacks. That's what Steve Kerr said, and I kind of agree with that. What's old is new again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So the Warriors move on. The Mavericks, they certainly have put in a bunch of new bricks or rows to their bricks as they build the foundation for that kind of winning team post Dirk Nowitzki, if that makes sense. They've had some bleak years, and Luka is the centerpiece. He's the cornerstone, if you will. But they've put some good pieces around him, and they've got the coaching staff that they like, and they feel like they've made major progress. And so this is all just part of the process. We heard that from Luka. In the West, in hockey, so on the ice, the Edmonton Oilers use sudden death. And, of course, their big names, not just one, but their big names to be able to close out the rival Calgary Flames in dramatic fashion in what was the semifinal series that certainly had enough goals, enough offense, enough drama to be the West Finals.
5 minutes into overtime in Game 5, and McDavid.
Only fitting that it'd be Connor McDavid get the series clinching goal. Quick wrister, and the Oilers are moving on. What a beautiful play by McDavid to get open and allowing that pass from Draisaitl into the most dangerous area on the ice.
hard to put into words what that one meant to me. You know, the guys did a great job of hanging in there all night. Definitely wasn't our best effort, but we stuck in there. You know, got great performances from a bunch of different guys, and yeah, just happy to contribute on a night where maybe didn't have my best.
Really big goal by Connor. I'm not going to stand here and talk about myself, like he said. I thought our whole team did a great job, other than game one, obviously, to kind of adjust and get back to what makes us successful as a team. So really, really proud of the guys.
Hockey players, most of them are a lot like offensive linemen in the NFL. You're not supposed to draw attention to yourself. O-linemen, I don't know if it's this way in every locker room all the time now, but I remember when I was first breaking into the business, I used to hear that O-linemen would have to put money in a jar if they were caught speaking publicly or speaking on the mic. You weren't allowed to talk. Now, more and more offensive linemen, really, more and more athletes have podcasts and they've got their own platforms on social, so it's different today. But it used to be that O-linemen were not allowed to talk. You're supposed to be seen and not heard, and only really have attention on you if something went wrong. We know that football fans in general are far more intelligent now and kind of into the nuances. But yeah, hockey players and O-linemen have that in common. You're not supposed to talk about yourselves. That's the general rule. But the Oilers make their first Western Conference Finals since 2006. And I think it's perfect that they also had their first battle in the postseason with the Flames in 30 years, 30 plus years. We're getting all kinds of new storylines. So Connor McDavid on this stage for the first time, Leon Draisaitl with four more points. What else is new? This has been a team that they've had some adversity, but and certainly over the last few years, it's been frustrating for them as well as for the fan base for them not to have this breakthrough. But now here it is. They've got a great formula, a winning formula. And it's good that the fans were all jacked up about it too. You could hear fans for both teams in the arena last night. We had one other hockey game, and there's one significant number that you need to know about that Eastern Conference semifinal series. Plus in Major League Baseball, what does shaving have to do with winning? Well, in hockey, nothing, if you ask them. But in baseball, apparently, it's significant. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's a Friday morning. We're heading into a holiday weekend. Always good to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back up top, it's D'Angelo. To Jarvis. Jarvis all the way to Costa. Settles down a bouncing touch, and he'll score! A breakaway for Svechnikov, and a backbreaker from the Canes. They go up 3-1.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Special teams were huge for the Carolina Hurricanes in game number 5. The pivotal, crucial, critical, all-important game number 5. In a tie series, better than 80% of the time, generally, we see the winner of Game 5 in a tie series go on to advance. Now, one not-so-secret weapon for the Carolina Hurricanes is that home ice advantage. They are 7-0 in the postseason to this point. So a lot of times in the NHL, and I would say you can look at the other sports, too. It kind of depends on the team and the venue. But a lot of times in the NHL, because of the nature of the sport, home ice doesn't necessarily matter. And we've seen lots of drama, home and away, so far in this Stanley Cup postseason. But when it comes to the Canes, they protect their home ice and have not lost yet. Now 7-0 in this run. So they take a 3-2 lead on the Rangers in that Eastern Conference semifinal series. And what really struck me about this game, first of all, the disparity in shots. The Canes doubled up the Rangers in terms of the number of shots. And get this, the Rangers didn't even generate 20 shots on goal. It's hard to win on foreign ice in hostile territory when you can't generate shots. But it felt like the Canes dominated the puck. It's not like they had 60 shots on goal, but they dominated the puck and they kept it in the Rangers zone. Even if they weren't getting quality shots, they were keeping it away from the Rangers. And so that was important. And it's something that they look back earlier in the series. You kind of had the Rangers playing right into their hands because the Rangers were getting more defensive. So kind of protecting and sitting back as much, not playing that open ice, that full ice, that fast, speedy, pass the puck around, precision passing that we saw in their victory in game number, was it 4? That Gerard Gallant said they played their best game, best game of the series? Yeah. So game number 3, well, game 3 and 4 in Madison Square Garden, but certainly game number 4, they were all over the ice. They used the entire ice surface. And this one, it was back to, say, slogging it, because that's not fair, but just tough to be able to generate any offense. And definitely the Carolina Hurricanes get credit for that. So the fact that they were able to use their special team, so one shorthanded goal, one power play goal, that was huge too.
Everyone played well. It's kind of a game that I've been waiting for. Just a bit, it was like, you know, all, we were playing okay, but tonight was just, was good all the way around. More obviously how we want to play, so it's good.
I didn't think we played our game at all. I thought we were reaching with sticks all night instead of finishing checks with the body like we did the other nights. To me, it was the worst game in the 5 games so far in the series. You know, they pretty well dominated that game tonight.
So that is the assessment of Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the New York Rangers. Before that, Rod Brind'Amour. I thought that was interesting that he thought that was their worst game. Here's something that was significant, too. First time the Hurricanes have scored first. Right, they had given up the first goal in all of the, well, except for in, wait a minute, in game, maybe in the first period? Shoot, wait a minute. Now I got it wrong. I was listening to this on my way in. I was like, that's right. They won game 2, 1-0. So that was the game in which the Rangers didn't score at all. But is it the first period in which they've had?
Game 1 was the Rangers were leading 1-0 most of the game until the final couple minutes. And then
right.
They tied it and then they
right.
won it overtime.
Okay. Game 2 was scoreless in the
right.
first period.
Yes. Game
okay.
2, the Rangers were shut out.
Game 3 and 4, the Rangers jumped out first.
Yes.
Right? And so maybe that's what I heard. first period, whatever. There's a lot of info in this brain. It's After Hours. That's no excuse. It's After Hours with Amy. Why am I laughing? After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe because it's a Friday morning and we're heading into a holiday weekend. I will be here Sunday night, I promise. Memorial Day weekend is kind of this unofficial start to summer for a lot of people. Oh, 39 million people expected to be traveling this weekend in the United States. That's the number according to AAA. Despite gas prices and oil. Oh my gosh, I don't know how many people fly on Memorial Day weekend, but did you know that airline fares are 50% higher than they were a year ago? So not only are gas prices skyrocketing, but airline fares are bouncing back, so 50% higher than they were a year ago.
Do you want to hear what Carlos just told me before the show today when he came to fill up his car?
You guys are having like special conversations in there. You don't include me?
I'm including
this
you
This is
right
a
now.
Conversation between A and B, so see ya. Is that what's happening
Carlos
in there?
$100 to fill up his car with gas.
What?
100 smackers to fill up my car.
What kind of vehicle?
I just have a regular four-door sedan.
Stop it. Where the hell did you fill up? Well, what kind of gas did you put in your car?
I have to put premium because it's an Infiniti. But I'm smack dab in the middle of Queens. It's not like I'm out in the desert. It's, you know, an urban metropolis, and it's $100 for me to fill up.
Ouch. I feel like I just got kicked. Do you feel like you got kicked? Below the belt, you got kicked. That's painful. Wait, what's worse? You're a guy. Paying $100 to fill up your tank or getting kicked below the belt?
I would get kicked for the gas and not pay it.
Wait, would you really? I mean, you're tough. You're in the Army Reserve.
I would. No. Listen, $100 hurts. That's painful.
Hey, I only pay 68, and I'm telling you, it also hurts. There are times when I can't even stand it. It's too painful to part with the money, so I only go 3/4 of the tank because I can't go over $60. That's a lot of money. It used to be.
I've been playing this game of, it's going to go down. It's going to go down. I'll fill up. And then it just hasn't gone down. It seems to just keep going up every time I don't fill it because I want to try to save it. Oh, maybe in a week when I need it again, it'll be less.
Well, I'll pose the same question to you. Would you rather get kicked below the belt out or pay $70 to fill up your tank?
No, I'm paying the $70. Get out of here.
you're such a fraud.
It's just one swift kick. That's it. It might not even be a direct hit.
Well, if you can guarantee it's not a direct hit.
No, I can't
hit,
guarantee
then.
You squat, only that you won't have to pay for your gas.
I don't know. That's a tough. Remember that kid from Pamplona?
So what you're
that's
saying
similar.
Is, yeah, right, the bull in Pamplona who trucked the kid. Oh, that was one of my favorite videos ever. Carlos is tougher, I think, is what you're saying.
I'll spend $70 to not take one below the belt. That's okay with me.
It's really more that I'm cheaper.
In the Little Rangers? You'd take a hit in the Little Rangers?
In the Little Nuggets, I'll do it.
Where do I come up with these things? Don't ask. I'm not a guy, so I never have to think about this. But I do remember when I think I was third or fourth grade, my mom pulled me aside because I was bigger than my brother for most of our younger years on into junior high. All of a sudden, freshman year, he just catapulted to 6'5", and I was in trouble. But when I was younger, I used to beat him up because he was 15 months younger than me. And my mother finally pulled me aside and said, "Honey, you can't kick boys there." "Why, Mom?" "You just can't. It hurts them." "Well, he kicks me." "It's different, Amy." That was what she said. She didn't explain. She just said, "It's different for boys."
No, that's what she said. That's good enough. She got her point across.
She did. And I was no longer allowed to kick my brother anywhere below the belt. But yeah, that's all she would tell me is that it's different for boys, honey.
Not very nice of you to stop doing that to your brother. I'm sure he appreciated that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he kicked me plenty of places, whatever. All right, it's Friday morning. It's payday for us. I hope it's payday for you. I just got a fist pump from producer James, who apparently forgot it was payday.
I did.
I never forget when it's payday, ever. So we've got payday. We've got holiday weekend. It's a Friday. If you're a Top Gun Maverick shill, well, Top Gun Maverick apologist, then the movie is out and people are already going to see it. Maybe you're all about Obi-Wan. The new Star Wars series has been released already. Well, the first two episodes. Maybe you're into Downton Abbey. The new Downton Abbey movie is out. The second Downton Abbey movie. So I know a lot of people are excited about that too. So whatever floats your boat. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you're smiling at least a little bit. It's been a tough week in the United States, so I hope you're smiling a little bit on this Friday morning.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Streeter runs. Kaepernick takes. Rolls to his right. Kaepernick looking back at the end zone. Pump fakes. Is going to run. Dives. He's in. The 49ers have the lead as Kaepernick strut the play out and lunged across the goal line on the right side.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That was Ted Robinson on Niners Radio. It feels like forever. It's been a hot minute. But Colin Kaepernick just got his first workout with an NFL team this week when the Las Vegas Raiders brought him in. Although, according to Josh McDaniels, he was just one of so many guys that came in for workouts.
We brought in tons of people for workouts. And if there's an opportunity to improve the team, we said it from day one that we would look at every opportunity. And, he's not the first player that we looked at, not the last one. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come in and out of this building and, have an opportunity to make an impression. And like I said, the evaluations we make are kind of private for us. And, if we make a decision to add somebody to the team, then we'll do it.
Am I the only one that hears shades of Bill Belichick in there? Oh, yeah. He might as well have said, we're on to our next set of workouts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So he won't talk about a guy who's not on his roster, which is, that's actually an NFL rule. You're not supposed to be talking about players that are on other rosters. Though for Kaepernick, he's technically a free agent, so you could speak his name. He's a quarterback, though, coach, which means there's a lot more interest. What does this mean for Derek Carr?
I think Derek's pretty comfortable with where he's at. I think he knows who he is for us. He knows how I feel about him, how we feel about him. And, I don't think that's really a big thing to Derek at this point. I think he knows this is his football team and he's working like it on the field, and he's leading the way that we want him to lead, and he's doing all the right things. I couldn't ask more from Derek Carr, and very pleased with what he's doing so far.
I am not one to stir up trouble, right? You don't think I'm one to stir up trouble, but I did see that there are people tweeting inside the NFL about, here's the thing with Derek Carr's contract. It doesn't have a whole lot of new guaranteed money. It doesn't have any after 2022. So the Raiders just gave Carr a huge extension, $121.5 million. But according to Bill Barnwell, $0 guaranteed after the upcoming season and an easy out in February. oh, okay, well, let's add some drama in Vegas, why don't we? So we had an opportunity. This was so cool. If you missed it, you got to go and get the podcast for the entire conversation. Josina Anderson, longtime NFL reporter, insider, host. She's now with CBS Sports HQ, but also has the Crew TV show as they're working toward their second season. It was awesome to be able to connect with her for the first time ever. I asked her her reaction to Colin Kaepernick getting a workout with the Raiders.
Well, I think it just falls under the umbrella of the league's renewed review of itself post Brian Flores litigation and lawsuit that's going on relative to his exit as head coach of the Miami Dolphins and some of the things that he alleged took place in his own hiring cycle and feeling like he was prejudiced against and biased against and all of those things. And juxtaposing that with the lack of numbers of people of color who got head coaching opportunities this time around, including Lovie Smith with the Houston Texans, Mike McDaniel with the Miami Dolphins or what have you, but relative to the entire landscape, which also includes Ron Rivera and Mike Tomlin. And when you compare that to the percentage of black and people of color players that are a part of the National Football League. When that litigation first came out and the league released a statement kind of tantamount to nothing to see here, no, and then had to release another statement, oh, just kidding, well, actually, maybe, you know, we don't want that to be the message. But, you know, when the doors are closed and we're, you know, arguing lawyer to lawyer behind the scenes, it's kind of still what we're still saying, but I do think that there are genuine people in the league trying to figure it out. And that also includes this accelerator program that they had in Atlanta, which when I talked about it at the owners meeting, to me, this was about not just forcing a requirement on a team, having a minimum of interviews with people of color, right? Because at the end of the day, I mean, I understand that. And I understand that's well-hearted, and I do think that it's produced benefits because you also think you have to think to yourself, what would it be if that wasn't there? What lack of transparency would we have if that wasn't there? So I see that part of it. But on the flip side of that, right, you can't force people to hire in a capitalistic society who they don't want to hire. So then how do you get over the bridge is by breaking the comfort barrier. And the comfort barrier comes from what they were doing in Atlanta this past weekend with, you know, having direct interactions with ownership and the coaches in the front office. And I think finally the Raiders giving Kaepernick a workout is an extension of that feeling.
You use the phrase well-hearted. I like that. Do you believe that the NFL is well-hearted and sincere and actually wants to see change?
I think that there are individuals that make up the league that are sincerely trying to figure it out. I was in West Palm Beach and heard and reported on the behind-the-scenes meeting that happened where folks like Andy Reid, where folks like Frank Wright, you know, John Harbaugh were pounding on the desk. People had tears in their eyes trying to figure it out. I saw those tears up front, and I have talked to the commissioner directly myself on this subject, and I do feel that there is sincerity there. I do feel, however, that, you know, relative to the Colin Kaepernick situation, that this has also been a disturbing mark for the league with the fact that he couldn't get back in, and that's not to not acknowledge that there were opportunities there, that we can also have a good debate as to what Colin Kaepernick's part was in that too, so I'm not remiss to not notice that as well. But to answer your question, I do think that there is well-heartedness at the root of this, and you can more reflect that in these outcomes that happen. But when we get back to the hiring cycle at the end of next season, which always happens, right, the day after the regular season and you have all these firings or what have you, when all these vacancies open up, we'll see what happens. How are these roles being filled, and is this accelerator program producing the outcomes that show progress?
That will be the crux, right? That will be very telltale. I appreciate what Josina had to say. And I had not heard that intel anywhere else from those inside the room who were passionate and were pleading and even pounding the desk. She said there were tears as they got together to try to come up with some way to increase the number of opportunities for Black coaches to become head coaches and coordinators. So I appreciate her insight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. I also asked her about Deshaun Watson and the situation in Cleveland. Now, she is headed to Cleveland next week for OTAs and will be there when there's more media availability. We joked about Deshaun Watson taking the entire offense except Baker Mayfield to the Bahamas so they could get to know each other and hang out. We agreed, Josina and I, that if it's on Deshaun's dime, they can go do football and we'll just hang out and get a tan, have a couple pina coladas. I mean, if you're taking the whole offense, shouldn't Baker technically be part of that? So then, what about Baker Mayfield? Because it sure looks more and more likely that he could still be on the Browns roster come training camp. So another portion of that conversation with Josina. I'm not exactly sure where we're picking it up, producer James, but you can tell me. We were joking about whether or not it would be awkward because I think it would just be brutal for Baker, but she has a different idea.
You're right. It absolutely is awkward, but you know what? So what? Like, there's so many of us that got to go to jobs where True. We feel awkward, uncomfortable, disrespected, not Yep. valued, not paid the way we... I mean, welcome to, yes, the job environment in America. That is what happens to billions and millions of people around the world and in this country. You have to do things that don't feel great. It's called being a professional. So Yeah. what I think is behooves Baker Mayfield, and I've said this, I'm not saying anything that he hasn't heard me say on Twitter or what have you, is that I think it behooves him to show up if the Browns are okay with that, which I don't know that they are. I mean, this is the same team that told OBJ to sit home last year when things got weird, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and he's not at OTAs, you know, now. But if it were, you know, allowable, I think it does behoove him to show up. Remind people that, yes, I can be a professional, no matter what everyone's saying behind my back, and that when opportunity comes and strikes for the general manager to seize upon my value as a former number one overall, when, God forbid, an injury happens or something else happens, that I'm showing my best foot forward, that I'm still moving forward, and that a narrative, though I, you know, played some part in it, that a narrative is not going to hold me back moving forward.
Really good stuff with Josina. Makes great points. We also talked about Odell Beckham Jr. She's recently communicated with him about his future. And just, it was awesome to have her because she is so unique. She is unabashedly Josina, and we look forward to having her on the show again. But if you want to check out some of that inside intel, we did talk about her trip to Cleveland, as I mentioned, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com with the podcast. So as we head up toward the top of the hour, I promise, so I have to deliver. What does shaving have to do with success? Well, Matt Carpenter has recently become a New York Yankee, and for that reason, he had to cut off the facial hair.
It's different. You know, my kids didn't recognize me when I walked out of the bathroom. So, I got a 6 and 5 year old at home. They've never seen me without a beard. So, yeah, it's a little different. But, you know, I'm here to rock it.
With a runner at first and two out. And Zunino hits a ground ball to third. Marwin Gonzalez will throw across in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
I just felt like you needed that if you're a Yankees fan around the country heading up toward the top of the hour. But Matt Carpenter signing a major league deal with the Yanks. He gets inserted into that lineup as the DH. It's just a one-year contract. He was released from the Rangers in their minor league system. So he comes into the series opener at Tampa Bay because Aaron Hicks gets scratched. And right away, Carpenter is able to get out there and get his feet wet, so to speak. So, yeah, it all happened in the blink of an eye.
It's pretty crazy, you know, to get here and be in the lineup right away and, land. I don't think I landed at like 320. So it happened fast, but it was a lot of fun. And then big, huge win. To get to be a part of it is pretty cool.
what are the chants that we used to have on my softball team? Not chants, but one of the things we used to say on my softball team, a walk is as good as a hit. Did you guys ever use that when you were encouraging your fellow batters? Well, he went 0-for-2, but he did score 2 runs because he walked and then he got hit by a pitch and the Yankees were able to win in that series opener. So Matt Carpenter, it's going to be weird to see him in something other than the Redbirds, Red, or the Rangers. He was with them in their minor leagues. Baseball, always a big part of the Memorial Day weekend. And I will be here Sunday night into Monday. I always like to work this weekend. I know it's the unofficial start to summer for a lot of people. And certainly I'm looking forward to summer. It feels like summer is back again in 2022. But it's also a time to honor the men and women who either lost their lives, sacrificed their lives serving our country in the line of duty, or have since passed on, but did have service and sacrifice as part of their legacies here. And so I always ask you to send photos of your loved ones that we remember on Memorial Day. And so we'll do that on Sunday night into Monday. And I know this weekend, too, a lot of tributes still. There'll be funerals for the kiddos and the teachers in Uvalde, Texas. And I would just say, it kind of dawned on me on Thursday as I was watching the news, what I always tell people about social media: take everything with a grain of salt. Don't believe it until it's been verified. Just be careful what you hear and what you read. And a lot of that is happening right now in Texas with this investigation. So I hope that we can think about the families, think about the victims, put them first, and allow these parents to bury their kids, and then figure out what happened and how we can get better moving forward as a nation. I'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.